The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here on the 19th of May, 2023. And we're down with 10,000 of our closest friends at the pancake breakfast. Liam, good morning. Can you hear me okay?
Good morning. You sound great.
Yep. Can you hear okay?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. This place has been crazy.
No, it's been a bit of a morning.
And it's loud. So if I turn up my headphones all the way, it blows me out there. But I'm here with my buddy and my brother Ted Leidy. Good morning, Ted.
Good morning, Carl.
And how's he sound?
What a day to co-host.
That sounds good.
Wow. Free Fire Radio.
I tell you what, this is some day. And today, of course, like I said, is the 19th. And what's the weather look like, Liam?
Well, in the hecticness that was getting this set up, I didn't pull it up.
Oh, so. Well, I can tell you what the weather is. It's going to be 94 degrees today. It's going to be like this through the weekend. It's going to be a beautiful night for the rodeo like last night. Hopefully they'll turn off the music anytime now so it doesn't blow all of us out.
Yeah.
And it's going to be down in the 60s in the evening. It's going to be like this. I think next week it gets into, on Tuesday, it drops down into the 80s. But it's just beautiful, beautiful weather. And the rodeo last night, it was just perfect. Down on the river, wind blowing in, it was perfect.
We just pulled the weather up, and
weather report
you're
brought
right.
to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, a locally owned business out of Anderson, a veteran-owned business that gets discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 530-365-3791. Okay, so today we're down here, and with us is Cameron Middleton, who are you?
This year I happen to be the chairman of the pancake breakfast for the Asphalt Cowboys.
Now, tell us about, you know, this is so many moving parts, and I know y'all were here yesterday at like 4 o'clock in the morning. Just getting things set up.
Well, at least we could do it with sleep in yesterday, so we get a little extra rest. Was down here about 12:45 this morning. Actually, I guess that was last night. But got in at 11:45, and along with the rest of the crew, the batter guys start about 1 a.m., and they get everything going, get everything started. They have so much batter to produce to be able to put this pancake breakfast on. And, yes, there are a lot of moving parts. I mean, it's all of our volunteers here that really provide all of the help and support, along with the 40 Asphalt Cowboys that are here working on this today. But being chairman of this event, it's certainly an honor. Only get to do it once as an Asphalt Cowboy. But it is my turn. I'm just glad that my weather committee came through on the weather and made sure we had a beautiful, nice morning that we do today.
It is absolutely great. I know you're busy, but how many people do you think you're going to have today?
So right now, I think our projections are putting us at about 10,700.
Well, that's great.
Ooh,
and I tell you what,
there's a lot of batter.
There's a lot of batter there.
Well, and a lot of sausage.
Let me tell you, I'm impressed, Cameron. I am impressed. This is something.
Yeah, this is a military operation. You've seen these before, and trying to feed a lot of people. Cameron, I know you're busy. I hope you can you circle back as you're going through here. I appreciate you stopping by, though, okay?
Absolutely, and we were hoping, too, that, of course, unfortunately for myself, we did lose, someone did find the loot. On Wednesday, and by finding it so early, they did win the $400, which is going to be taken out of my pay as an Asphalt Cowboy. And I can tell you that's already a slim number to start with. The really cool part about that, though, is that the actual winner, he said, wow, to win this money and to find the loot, it was just an honor to be able to find the loot. What I'm really looking forward to is the rodeo. So we actually spent the $400 and bought rodeo tickets for his family and his closest friends,
so they
could go and go to the rodeo. But at 8 o'clock, the phones start ringing. The phone lines are turned on. The operators will start to take questions or take responses for the Lone Stranger and the Sidekick. 530-223-1188. Call in with who you think the Lone Stranger and Sidekick are. And given this morning's clues, my guess is they're going to get it pretty darn quick. So as soon as I get word that the Lone Stranger and Sidekick have been identified, I'll make sure to button a hook over here, get straight over to the booth, and I'll let you know who they were.
Excellent.
Okay, great.
Excellent work.
Sounds
and
great, guys.
Thanks a lot, Cameron.
Yep, you bet.
Cameron.
Another great job.
Brother.
Okay, also with us is Katrina.
Oh, it's my favorite.
Yeah, come on in, hon. And Katrina, of course, from Haven Humane. And who did you bring? You've got this is a big surprise for your puppy, isn't it?
Oh, yes. He's very excited to be here. This is Tommy.
Look how good he is.
He's a 2-year-old pit mix. I know, he's so sweet. And he's like tan and white. He kind of looks like a little cow, in my opinion. But he's a great boy. And if you notice, he has a little bit of headgear on. He's wearing what's called a halter. It's like a head harness.
Yeah, I know. One of my friends came in yesterday with his. He has a golden doodle or something like that.
Okay.
And he had one just like that. And he says it's good for the animal. And it's he says and walks right by him, Hubert, saying his dog walks right beside him. So what's this do, this type of harness? It's not like a muzzle.
No, it's not a muzzle. It just helps you have more control if you have a dog that pulls really hard on the leash.
Uh-huh.
It helps a lot. I mean, of course, you can also do like a body harness. Those are really common as well. It definitely just helps you have more control over them, especially if you have, you know, a large dog that may be a bit too big for you. He's a little rowdy.
He's excited to see everybody.
Oh, yeah, no.
Are you petting
a wonderful
that dog?
Guy.
Are you petting that dog? Yeah. He's loving on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, this dog is cool right here.
He's cool. No, Tommy loves everyone, and he also really likes other dogs as well.
Oh, really?
So
That's
he's just
good.
A very social guy. Definitely a good family dog, I would say.
What about cats?
Don't know how he does with cats.
You don't know how he does with cats? You don't know?
No. We don't do any cat testing or anything. He's a pretty easygoing guy with most animals, so definitely worth trying out. Of course, with any dog, you want to slowly integrate them in with your cats. Tommy is just a really nice boy. We've had him about 3 months.
Well, I tell you what, he is a nice little, what is he, like 60 pounds, maybe?
Yeah, I'd say so. He's kind of a thick boy.
Yeah. And, look at him. He's over here. Oh, he is just.
Oh, my gosh.
He is just licking us and making friends with us. I tell you, what a nice, that's you. This dog, Tommy, is you.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
You're a good boy.
Yeah. You could go home with him today. Oh, look at this.
Someone needs to come and adopt this dog.
It is a beautiful dog.
That's going to make a good dog.
He's fantastic.
He's going from person to person, just getting loved on and licking their fingers and all that.
So if somebody wanted to, could they come down and adopt him today?
Yes, definitely. No appointment necessary if you want to see Tommy today, since he is Pet of the Week. And, of course, you can always give us a call at 530-241-1653 if you have any questions about Tommy or any of our dogs that we have up for adoption right now.
Now, are you going to go to any of the radio stations while you're here?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I figured. So it's a lot easier, so we can spend a little time with you.
Yeah.
Anything else? You've got the golf tournament's coming up, isn't it?
Yeah, Putt for Paws is this Monday on the 22nd. And we do have a spot for one more team. So you want to register for that by the end of the day if you want to take part in that event. And, of course, thank you to all of our wonderful sponsors for this event, especially Edward Jones and Walner Plumbing. We really couldn't put on this event without all the help from our sponsors.
Well, you know what? Y'all do great work. And this is such a nice dog.
No, he's great.
Is he still come under any specials or anything like that?
Actually, we are. So right now, if you bring in any non-perishable human food, so that's, canned or boxed goods, we are completely waiving the adoption fee for any cat or dog.
Okay, so if you just bring in, a grocery bag full of canned goods, you get to take Tommy home.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's great. You know, this is really a nice dog. I mean, he's young also. But he is... but he's... He's obviously trainable. He's obviously friendly. He's obviously affectionate and everything. So this is good. So, well, good luck, Tommy. I hope you find a home this week.
All right. Thank you for having us today.
You bet. Now I can watch you wander from station to station now, right? Who are you going to next? Okay. Tell Steve I said hello. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here, and we're going to be right back after these messages. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank, been in the business for 16 years, helping move local dreams forward. Four branches, one in Red Bluff, one right here on Market Street, right down the road. One, the main branch at 192 Hartnell Avenue, and one down in Anderson on Ventura Way. We'll be right back.
Get a great deal on select Kubota equipment, the number one rated tractor brand for durability and owner experience in the U.S. The versatile lineup features performance match detachments to help you make the most of your land. Right now at participating dealers, get a Kubota compact tractor for zero down, 0% APR for 84 months. Now through June 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com/offers for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Reading Colt 45's baseball is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Don't let your friends call the 800 number.
Call our daddy and the guys at B&T Satellite.
Hi, it's David from B&T Satellite, your Dish premier local retailer. Upgrade a Dish from DirecTV and get a $300 prepaid MasterCard. Just mention offer code DTV2DISH. Come in or call us today at 530-241-3474 to learn more and make the switch to Dish. That's 530-241-3474. Offer ends July 12th. Eligibility requirements and restrictions apply. Call for full details.
Back to the pancake breakfast with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. Good morning. It is 7:19 in the morning here. We're down here in Roaring Gulch, the new Roaring Gulch. We're watching all the people. I do not see an unhappy person.
Oh, no.
You see it? No.
No.
They figured Cameron Middleton, who is heading this up this year, is saying over 10,000 people.
Wow.
They are rolling them through here. I tell you, they get here like... Well, they're setting up all day yesterday, and then they get here at, I don't know, something like 0:30 to start making batter and start cooking the sausage and everything like that. So good morning, everybody, and come on down and join us down here. It is great. And Ted Leidy and I are here, but we're here with Sheriff Jim Pope. Good morning, Sheriff.
Good morning, Carl.
How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good for
an old guy. Halfway to 164 now.
Oh, my God.
Not
gosh.
Too bad.
And you, look at you, dignified mustache.
Oh, yeah, that mustache has a life of its own, brother.
It does.
The other night when I seen you, I thought, this guy, you know?
Yeah.
You know what? I get this from it. And that's the thing. I walk up and say hello to people I've known for 15 years, and they just look at me. Especially if I'm wearing a hat and sunglasses, they are gone. They have no idea who I am. So when I walk around with the Reading Rodeo Association, I have my name on it.
I put
my name on
well,
this.
You're one dignified looking gentleman, let me tell you.
I don't know
you
if anybody
ought to be happy.
So what do you think? How many of these have you gone to, Jim?
You know, I don't know, Carl. Lots of them. I was thinking, though, when I come in here, this is the area, the first time I ever came to one of these when I was in high school, right in this area. Highway 99 coming through here.
Is that right?
There's the two north and southbound lanes right here on Market Street.
Wow.
And we were right in here, and there's a, used to be. Oh.
Keep in front of your face.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, speak.
Well, that's a long time ago, so.
Yeah, that was back in the 50s, so before some of you, most of you were around.
Some of us. Some of us.
Yeah,
some of us
I wasn't
Some
here.
Of us were born, but others of us were just a gleam in your daddy's eye.
Well, I do remember this road and this piece of street in the 70s.
Yeah.
You know, because I was a child of the 70s. And, you know, the downtown Reading Mall was here, and the road ran right through here.
And before they put the mall in, the Sierra station there was right here somewhere. And my first time talking on the radio with KCRC. Anyway,
KCNR.
Jerry. Jumping Jerry. Jumping Jerry's jukebox. Fritz Egger and. Fritz Egger and Jerry. He passed away a few years ago, but they used to set up right here on Market Street, right outside the front door. I think it was Sierra Stationery. Little table. In fact, I don't think they had a table this big. They were sitting at, and then interviewing Jerry's jukebox at night, 8 to 12 every night, Monday through Friday. And we, these high school kids, we'd come in and my first parade was down Market Street when I was in high school. So
when you were in high school.
The Boy Scouts, I marched through here from the park to the ball field.
Wow.
Because it started pouring down rain. And anyway, we ended up in a church over there with Judge Eaton on Court Street with hot chocolate and marshmallows, and that was good, boy. But some memories long through here for me.
Oh,
yeah,
absolutely.
Lots of good ones, yeah.
Absolutely.
You know, we've been doing this now for 14 years, you know, with our radio station.
Yeah.
And, you know, first of all, I can't believe it's been 14 years that we've been, you know, been on the air, 13, 14, something like that.
Yeah.
And, but every year we come down here just to have a great time. And look, and I just love watching the people come through here. You don't see anybody frowning. They're coming through. They get two huge pancakes, sausage, and all the accoutrements.
I came in from the north end, and of course, we got a great mix our population. I mean, people everywhere, people having fun and having a good time. Man. And the thing is, one of the things about this, the pancake breakfast, I like to see the multitude of kids out here this morning. I mean, just.
Yeah.
Eating hotcakes and having fun and getting surfed and stuff all over everything. I mean, and the people coming up in their Western clothes and just,
yep.
Well, they're dressed like anything. So, I mean, I'm seeing everything from people here in the helping in the cleanup, wearing their ankle bracelets.
I just run into some CHP.
Yeah.
Highway Patrol flight officers. Just when I came in a while ago, and I said, "Do you guys land close by?" I said, "Oh yeah, just down the corner." They're, you know,
yeah, right.
Pilots, said, yeah.
Well, Sheriff, you know what? We so much appreciate you and everything you and your family have done for our community, and you know, you're a member of the Asphalt Cowboys, and you've been, you know, I mean, it's kind of an automatic for the sheriff, but this year, as you know, we really honored John Bauma.
Yes.
And, because he's the man that started this, the sheriff started this rodeo.
and then into the six-pack rodeo, and established that 75 years ago, because as you know, this is the 75th mm-hmm. anniversary of the rodeo. And we're kind of in a battle to see if we can do 75 more.
Right, we got to fight for that. I did when I was working with the city and all, trying to keep the rodeo ground down there. But Sheriff Bama, I worked for Sheriff Bama for 17 years, and I spent quite a bit of time with him up till he passed away. We had breakfast and lunches, and he was a wonderful sheriff, and I'm just thankful I had the opportunity. And then a couple things I kind of like to brag about, because I actually instigated and got his name placed on the new jail back in 1984 when we were opening it. Sheriff John Bama Justice Center. And then a lot of people may not know, but back in about 1951-52, he lost a couple deputies, an undersheriff and a deputy, up toward Dunsmuir. They were killed by a couple of escapees from the California Youth Authority. And I worked on a program with the state. We got the two bridges named after the deputies up toward Dunsmuir, halfway up there,
Well, I tell you
while he was alive, and that was important to me, the jail and that the highway program to be recognized while John was still alive. Yeah.
Well, he did so much, but just like you have, Sheriff, you've done a lot for our community, and it's always a pleasure and an honor talking to you.
Yeah, well, we appreciate the support from KCNR, and KCNR, and you and Linda have been really a statue, as far as I'm concerned, in our community since you came. And
well, we love this community, as you
positive
do.
Influence. So
we try. We try. Yeah,
well, that's all you can do, you know? And you try a lot, and you do well. So thank you very much. And
well, I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick break here. And, Sheriff, thank you so much for being with us.
Have a good, wonderful time.
You bet. Right. We will. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry right off of, it's on 2225 Hilltop Drive, and they are just, it's extraordinarily friendly place, great selection of jewelry, real fair prices, the only full-service jewelry store in Redding. Four Winds Jewelry, in fact, I'm heading down there, it's Linda's birthday. So that's it, Four Winds Jewelry. We'll be right back.
Well, it's all right.
Redding, what's better than an ooey gooey cheesy sandwich? How about five different ooey gooey cheesy sandwiches? Black Bear Diner just launched their limited time ooey gooey cheesy choices that'll cover you for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Come on in and try one of those delicious sandwiches today.
Black Bear Diner.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868. 221-5868. MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Locally owned and operated for 27 years, La Cabana at 1335 Market Street invites you to stop by and enjoy authentic Mexican cuisine for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Open 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, closed on Sundays. La Cabana serves traditional dishes, homemade chili rellenos, carne asada, and carnitas. Dine in or take out. La Cabana, 1335 Market Street in downtown Reading. Call 530-242-1915. That's 530-242-1915.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi friends, RC with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Esteban Carreras Chupacabra, 10th Anniversary. A medium to full-bodied gem. The 10th anniversary comes wrapped in an oily San Andres leaf. Nicaraguan filler and binder round out a beautiful, complex smoke. With notes of cocoa, pepper, nuts, and earth. Get yours today, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hey, good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Down in Roaring Gulch, down here with a pancake breakfast. We, Ted Lighty and myself, are here. Ted showed up. But you know what? Ted's, so many people know Ted. They're, you know, talking to him during the show, but you promised me 15 minutes, right?
I'll be here for 15 minutes, I swear. I will not get up and say hey to anybody. I will not become distracted, Carl.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, our barbershop of choice. In fact, you were there yesterday.
Was it yesterday?
Yesterday,
or the day before.
Day before.
Yeah.
I was there the day before that.
Do you look forward to your haircut like I do?
I do.
When it's haircut day, I get up in a better mood, man. I'm like, it's haircut day.
It is haircut day, and that's been part of our lives for so long. And then all of a sudden, I'll look at myself in the mirror, and I got hair along my ears. And I've got time to call 530-244-9478 and call the guys down there. It's a veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. And frankly, I've never had a bad haircut there in 15 years. And to top it off, they are... Man's last strong.
Yeah, when I go see Tim and Logan, I'm in a great mood.
I'm in
an absolute fantastic mood. You know, I went full high and tight. You notice that, right?
I noticed it a little bit shorter now.
Oh yeah, man, I'm all the way up.
And you shaved all the hair off your face.
Yeah, because it was so, you know, there was so much of it. there was so much of the hair on my face.
Oh yeah, yeah. Okay, now that's true. There was a lot. Hey, we are here with Coach. No. CEO,
general manager,
coach. And of the Reading Colt 45s, and season's getting ready to start
next Friday, 26th.
Wow. There you go,
and it's we honor Veterans Night. So, and we're also with Preston Sharp.
Uh-huh.
We're if you bring a 12x18 flag or flowers, we'll trade it for a general admission ticket, so you get in free. And we'll help Preston out with his mission of making sure that every grave has a flag on it. We'll also be taking out a bunch of tickets to the veterans home as well. So that the gentlemen, they always like to come out. They're there generally for about 3 or 4 innings. They get their cold beer, they get their hot dog, and then they head back out to the home. So it's a good time. Well, I'm sitting with the guys that taught me how to shoot and got my concealed license here. Yeah, that's us.
That's right. That was a good memory for me.
Yeah,
that was fun. That was a good class.
Then they took it away from me when I became a Florida resident.
Oh, I know. Yeah. But only residents of California.
But now I have one that's good in 36 states.
Yeah, that's what I figured. Yeah, I mean, that probably didn't take long.
But we really want the people to come out. It's going to be an exciting team this year. 5 of our players are currently back in Lewiston, Idaho at the College World Series, the NAIA. And so you're going to see, let's see, our starting center fielder and right fielder combined have about 20-something home runs, about 95 RBIs, and 60 stolen bases.
Wow.
And they're coming to Reading to make it even hotter here.
Well, oh, yeah.
You know what? You do not have a bad – there's no bad game there. And, you know, I've been there, of course – but we broadcast, and just in case people don't know this, we broadcast every game except your away games, and there's not that many of them. There's like two.
Five.
Five. Okay. But we broadcast every other game, and it is a hoot. I'm telling you, one night, the 45s were down like 8 runs, and by the, you know, like the sixth inning. And I went, well, that's, you know. So, as I was walking out, got into my truck, driving home, oh, they've loaded the bases, the 45. Loaded the base, a home run! And it was just, it was back into it again, and they won that night like 12 to 10 or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, yeah, we had a number of football scores last year, and I'm thinking we're probably going to have a number of those this year as well.
Well, I understand that one of the teams just said, we're not playing Sunday. We're just not going to play Sunday. You guys have killed us 14-0 and 12-0. I don't know if that was just a rumor, but.
No, we had to bring in teams last year because it was right after the virus.
Yeah.
There were a lot of teams that didn't come back together, and so we had to pick up a couple new teams that weren't real competitive. This year's different. The teams that actually really beat us a little bit last year and stuff, we doubled our schedule against them.
Okay.
So, you're gonna see 6 games against Medford, you're gonna see 6 games against Novato. Santa Rosa's coming in to open up against us, you know,
yeah.
They're always a tough team. So, it's gonna be a good year. Not should be, it will be a good year. The ballpark looks beautiful. McIntyre Landscaping took care of it for us over the wintertime this year. Thank you, Gus.
Yeah, thanks, Gus.
You know, it just looks marvelous. And then we have the brand new LED lights down there. You know, and those LED lights are twice the brightness that we had since 1948 when they put the first lights in.
Wow.
You know, so it'll be a good experience.
One big thing, we're still looking for homes.
I need 3 more players to get housed. We're down from 8 to 3. And so if you can help us out, you can go to the website. You can call me on my cell phone. It's everywhere. You can find it everywhere. It's on the website. But it's 530-227-4443. And if you can keep a player for 9 weeks, you'd be really helping us out. So
there you go.
Appreciate that, Carl. Thank you for the plug.
We've been talking about it. And the thing is what you're doing is you're providing a place for him, his room to sleep. You're providing food in your refrigerator, but
right.
they'll help with some of the chores, you know, take on garbage and stuff, but you don't see them a lot because they're practicing, they're getting up early, they're practicing during the day, the game's at night, and then they come back. So
yeah, they're working out at the gym, and then they come to the ballpark, and, you know, they probably sleep till noon,
right.
Get up and go work out and come to the ballpark. We do all their laundry stuff, their baseball stuff, so, you know, just show them where the food is, and you develop long-term relationships. You know, these are the kids that will be inviting you to weddings. They'll be inviting you. You'll be inviting them back for family get-togethers here. A lot of these kids have never experienced mountains and rivers and lakes and things like that. You know, you get kids from the Midwest. We got a kid from Plano, Texas coming in here. They don't know what water is that you can look in the water and see. You know, I mean, everything out there is red or brown or that kind of stuff.
You know, the other thing too is you don't need to drive around. They got transportation. And you know what? Everything I've heard from people who've had this have just been great experiences hosting these kids. They're young. I mean,
they're young men.
They're teenagers.
Yeah, they're 19 to 22.
Yeah.
19 to 23. The virus stuff kind of screwed it up because it gave everybody like an extra 2 or 3 years of eligibility. I'm probably going to have a 25-year-old fifth-year senior here or something. I don't know. I'm being facetious there.
I got it.
But come on out. We have that Colt beer, and it's our 100th anniversary of the ballpark.
Man,
it's the 20th anniversary for the Colt 45s.
May 26th, my friends. It's the opening night.
7:15. Gates open at 6:30.
Oh, and by the way, you're going, oh, it's hot. No, because the way the stands are situated, the sun has gone down. You've got the breeze off the river. It's very comfortable there. I was so surprised about that.
Yeah, the ballpark's in shade by 7:20.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Rick, thank you, Carl. So much, and thanks for everything you do.
Always a pleasure talking.
Really appreciate it. We're going to walk around now and hand out some free tickets.
There you go.
Whoa.
All right.
Yes.
Yep. All right, guys.
Oh, that reminds me. I got to get my little stack of tickets.
You got
to
get.
We can give them away on the show.
We'll be bringing those down to you.
Okay. Nice.
Thanks a lot, Carl.
Very nice.
Bye-bye.
Hey, sitting with us, too, is Mike Quinn just showed up. And, Mike, good morning.
causing trouble like you.
Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Hey. Mr. Mike Quinn, the man, the myth, the legend, and the song.
I saw you on national TV Wednesday night. You were at, were you there?
I was on national TV Wednesday night.
Were you at the rodeo? You were wearing a green shirt.
Huh?
You were wearing a green shirt. How do I know that? They had, you know, they were looking at the stands, and you stood up, and you were looking for somebody, and you were on the screen 10 seconds. And I said,
I used 10 of my 15 seconds of fame then. Shoot.
That was it. Okay. Yeah, you busted 10 of it. Yeah. You got five left.
We got, about 5 minutes here. So I want to get into this. Mike Quinn, who is very well known around town, has got, he sold us the signal for our radio station. He's got AM 1230. But he has really gotten into this fight to keep the rodeo. And you were on the show, I think, yesterday. But you were out last night collecting signatures.
Right.
Okay.
And it's amazing what we found was how many people were from out of town. That people do not understand. There was a family came from Europe to go to our rodeo. I mean, you talk about the only draw Redding's really got. It isn't a destination place to come, but it is for the rodeo. And we're on national TV live, and we can't get a 15-year contract for those guys? Yes, we can. So we started a program. It's called 75 More. We want 75 more guaranteed years, 15-year contract with 4 15-year extensions, and tell them those guys are, they're putting Redding on the map.
Well, it's not just that. It's been 75 years, and you pointed out this is Heritage Week. And what I was doing last night there was I was running into some people that I knew, the part of the shakers and movers of the younger communities. And I said, did you know that we're having a battle with this? At least they had no idea, but they both said, hey, we'll lean in. You let us know.
Right.
And we'll be there. So, because people want to keep this rodeo. Those young men who, like I said, I'm not going to mention their names, but they grew up with the rodeo. And to think that it would go away.
Well, I don't think people understand how attached they are, how attached the residents of this community are to the rodeo. I think when they sit in those lofty perches, wherever they think they're making their decisions from, and they think, the rodeo, not that big of a deal. They haven't lived here their whole lives. Right? They don't understand that the rodeo was something we can remember from our first memories. You get rid of the rodeo, cue the damn torches and pitchforks.
And they just, they'll try to move them somewhere else. Well, that's their home.
Sure.
And you give them a long-term contract, they'll improve those grounds. You give them a long-term contract, this community will step in.
Oh, there's no question.
Let me tell you, absolutely, because there's so many things we'd like to do. And everybody knows I'm a member of the Redding Rodeo Association. I haven't been there forever. It's my second year. But when you only get a 3-year contract, you can't raise the money to put in the new stands, to put in the big scoreboards in this, because nobody will loan you money. We have constantly been putting money in there. The rodeo has not cost the city government or our taxpayers one penny, and yet bring in $8 million a year, $8 or more million a year from Europe. I was in the Sheraton the other night, and this family were coming in, and they were here for all 4 days of the rodeo at the Sheraton. So, and they were saying, "Was you have any suites?" "Oh no, those are all sold out for the whole week."
Of course, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so Mike, how do people help?
We need signatures, and so we've got the forms and all that. I dropped some by to you. You can make as many copies of that letter.
I've got them right on the front desk.
That's right.
Yep.
Have people come down. Every event you go out to, get people to sign it. We were going to just do people from the city of Redding, and then I began to see how many people were coming out. Humboldt County, they came up from Chico. They came up from Sacramento. They came from Utah. They came from Washington. They came from Oregon. This is part of the story. We can't just say, okay, these are just the voters that want it. These people came all the way here. It's so important for them to see this. And we're going to have such a massive turnout of signatures. I mean, people, when we were handing them the sheet last night, said, yes, give it to me right now.
I haven't seen anybody that doesn't want to keep the rodeo. And I don't know if you saw the Facebook post, and we've got the mayor here going to be talking right after you.
Right.
He put it on Facebook about what was happening, and I tell you what, I can't wait to talk to him in a minute. Anyway, but Mike Quinn, he has done this. He's not associated with the Redding Rodeo. He is just
somebody's lived here a long time and wants to see the rodeo stay.
Leader in the community.
Yep.
I saw those forms on your on your desk. Yeah, Mike Huber was on the very top. That's why I looked at him like, what's Huber doing with the Reading Rodeo Association? Then I read what it was, and I said, oh, right on. I need to sign one of these.
You take one home for Lisa. And
oh, yeah,
all
of course.
This,
yeah, I'll make sure I get them back to you. But
yeah. How do we go? After we get them all signed, we just find you?
You can make the copies of the ones that we gave you, and then just save them there. I'll come around and pick them up. We're going to take them to businesses, have all their employees and the spouses sign one too.
Sure, of course.
We want volume on here. Yeah, we want to make a statement, and that's what's going to happen.
Okay. Well, we got to take a break here. Mike, thank you so much for what you're doing. Like I said, you're on nationwide TV. I've got it recorded if you want me to download it and send it to you.
You want my autograph now that I'm a TV star?
I'm going to blow them up to 8x10s, and I'll have you sign them, too. Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, we've got the mayor, Michael DeQuisto of Reading. And Michael is always a great interview. So we'll be right back after these messages.
But I keep on thinking about you, Sister Golden Hair Surprise. And I just can't live without you. Can't you see it in my eyes? I've been one for correspondent. I've been two.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi friends, RC with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Esteban Carreras Chupacabra, 10th Anniversary. A medium to full-bodied gem. The 10th anniversary comes wrapped in an oily San Andres leaf. Nicaraguan filler and binder round out a beautiful, complex smoke. With notes of cocoa, pepper, nuts, and earth. Get yours today, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio down here in Roaring Gulch, California. Well, okay, Redding, right down the street here. I am watching thousands of people coming through here having just a wonderful pancake breakfast down at this annual event that's been going on for 69 years. 69 years.
Almost as long as the rodeo.
Almost as long as the rodeo. And our guest, I'm here with Ted Leidy, my wingman, my brother.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning.
And we have Mayor Michael DeQuisto. And, you know, it's no secret that Michael DeQuisto wants to keep the rodeo here another 75 years. I saw a Facebook I saw something on Facebook. Was it yesterday or the day before?
A couple days ago.
A couple of days ago.
It's important to keep the rodeo. History and tradition are very important. And the legalities is they need a long-term lease, and the city owns the property, and the city needs to start negotiating with them to do a long-term lease. And the excuses that have been provided so far about we have to wait for the riverfront specific plan and blah, blah, blah is political cover. It's very simple. Here's just an example. You could say to the rodeo, we'll give you a 20-year lease. And you now could go out and try to raise money to make capital improvements. At the end of X years, 5 years, you need to have raised $3 million. If not, we can renegotiate the lease. And so that lets the Rodeo Association go out and start working towards their project. It gives the citizens some certainty, gives the Rodeo Association a lease that maybe they can get some financing on. And if they can't get the money and you want to retalk in a few years, then you retalk in a few years. I mean, it's a no-brainer to me, and I just don't understand why the rest of the two ladies and the gentleman on the council don't get it.
Well, that's it. And you named, of course, Julie Winters, Tanessa Audette, and Jack Munns. I'm sorry, Jack. And Jack Munns. They don't even want to negotiate. They don't even want to talk about it because their excuse is, oh, we got to wait till the new plan is done, which could be another year. But
oh, at least a year.
At least a year. And the thing is that already they're taking parts of the rodeo away with the new boat, the new boat ramp. And oh yeah, we're just taking a portion of your property out there, and we're going to asphalt everything. Well, they have no concept of rodeo or horses or animals. Why we need dirt? And it's kind of like, hello, you need dirt when you're unloading $100,000 horses and places to warm them up. We need that. And then you get the fishermen who are, you know, we all agree we need that boat ramp.
The boat ramp needs to be
improved. It's nobody, you know, the Rodeo Association isn't arguing that, the new bathroom. It's all of the other things they, you know, they're doing. The fly shop and all the guides are saying, we don't need all that. We just, because we come in, we drop off, and we leave. And it has such a huge impact. So there's, oh, it's just the environmental.
Well, the gist of it was they needed a certain kind of parking, and they want long spaces with pull through for trailers, and they had so many spaces they needed, and it winds up infringing on the space that's already leased by the rodeo.
Yeah.
And, you know, and they go, well, we'll renegotiate with the rodeo for that. And the other part it bothers me is that the council had no problem giving a 10-year lease to Advance Reading for the convention center. Well, the convention center is part of the riverfront specific plan anyway. So if you want to give it a 10-year lease to Advance Reading, and principally they have Bethel uses the convention center for the most part. What, Bethel gets higher standing than the Rodeo Association? I don't think so.
No, I don't think so.
Well,
they
are getting
it.
They are getting it.
Well, I was told, oh, we gave them that lease before that offer had been made, you know, on the property. But still,
looks bad.
We have been there 75 years. We are part of this heritage of this community. And to think that, you know, when they were talking about the environmental plan and the guy making giving the program and giving the story that night, and you heard him say it, he said, well, that lease is up in 3 years. When he said that, I just looked over there and I went,
You've got to be kidding. He said it out loud. That lease is up in 3 years.
Well, I mean, if the city does nothing, the lease expires, and then your right to occupy the property is gone.
That's it.
And that's my big concern, is that the city will wind up doing nothing, and the lease will expire, and they won't even try to negotiate. And that's just wrong.
It is wrong.
It's plain, simple wrong.
Well, everybody I talk to about this, and I've talked to some, you know, I was telling Quinn that, you know, I've talked to everybody I talked to about it, including some of our young movers and shakers of this community. They're going to have a big impact. They're having a big impact. They're going to have a bigger impact. When I told them about it last night, they were appalled that was happening. And they said, tell us what we can do. And I, you know what? We're going to call in all these people. And if ever you ought to call a meeting to decide it. You know, I mean, just, hey, let's talk about this so we can pack the city council chamber.
Okay. I'm.
I know you are.
I'm swinging away for you, buddy.
I know you are.
Hey, I've got some tickets to the pancake breakfast.
Okay.
Come by here. We got 4 tickets to give away.
There you go.
Come by our tent.
Where's your tent? Oh, right here?
Right here where I'm sitting with you.
KCNR Radio. Yeah, if you come on to the pancake breakfast. You know, Mike, thank you so much. And, you know, are you getting any pushback from your fellow council members?
Well, one of them talks to me regularly.
Well, you know what? We are so happy you're here, because we always know that you're going to just, you know, you're going to tell people what's going on instead of us trying to figure out that what are they doing this time.
Well, I try to explain it in ways that my kids could understand, or that just simple and straightforward, and say, this is what I think is really happening, and this is what you can do about it. Some things you can change and some things you can't. But the public's voice is one of the biggest factors that a politician is supposed to listen to.
Oh, by the way, did y'all vote on the short-term rentals?
No.
Yet, or did you put that off again? Was that kicked down the road some more?
So Mark Mazzano wasn't at the meeting, so he wanted me to make a motion to continue the hearing. So at the beginning of the motion, I made a motion to continue. Nobody seconded the motion. They all wanted to go forward.
Okay, so what happened?
We spent 2.5 hours. We disagreed on a half a dozen things. Barry Tippin says, well, maybe we should continue this to the next meeting. And I said, gee, didn't somebody say that
well,
2 hours ago? So it got kicked over for 2 more weeks.
You know, see, I couldn't be there, and I know where Mazzano was. He was down at the Hall of Fame for our inaugural Hall of And I figured, well, you know, they can. How simple? I mean, this is simple. It's simple.
It's pretty straightforward. Density was one of the arguments we didn't agree on.
Oh, what did they want?
Everybody had their own opinion. Julie wanted 1,000 feet.
I like it.
I was happy with 500. Yeah, I know, but 500 was better than nothing. And Jack and Tanessa each wanted 300 or less.
Oh, you know what? What is wrong with those people? Tanessa, you may be running for other offices. I just want to tell you right now, you're not talking for the people. So, in my opinion.
That was Carl who said that.
That's right. That was my opinion.
It wasn't Michael.
So, you know what?
Trish.
And when people think, and I'll just say this, people say, what can one person, what impact? I went down there for one meeting last year, I think now.
You got the ball rolling. You started it.
I said, we've got to do something about the short-term rentals. And now, I mean, it's gone through bureaucracies. And now the big thing is, for me, was having 1,000 feet or 600 feet. So you just have one on a – you'd have one on a street instead of 5.
Yeah.
And that was big – and have something to say before they had the
– that's another issue that we had to talk about.
Really, they don't want to let the people that live on the street actually have a say?
They, not at the beginning. They want it to be approved by the director first, and then if you don't like it, you have a right to appeal.
Well, that's the way it is now. Oh, so they've changed that bit. Well, I tell you what, the real estate organizations have really gotten to some of our city council people.
Because I brought up, I said, the original complaint that we had was that the homeowners, A, didn't get notified in a big enough area, and B, wanted an opportunity to come in and say, hey, this is a good thing, this is a bad thing, I don't like it, whatever, before the decision's made.
That was the whole thing, and everybody agreed on that.
And then all of a sudden that just gets thrown by the wayside because, well, that would require more staff time and more hearing time. And,
oh,
you know, we're
BS. We have to run. Mike DeQuisto, Mayor, thank you so much, buddy.
You're welcome.
Thanks for standing up for the people.
You're welcome. Keep up the good work.
Okay, yeah, we're going to have to... Where are we at? We're going to have to take a quick break here for the news, and we'll be... Oh, wait a minute. Trisha's here. Okay. Come on.
I just want to say hello this morning and get everybody down here. pancake breakfast. Come and have breakfast with, what is it, 11,000 of your very best friends?
We're down to
10-5. You know, the perfect weather, you can't find a friendlier, better place. The pancakes are above delicious this morning. They're just great. It's absolutely fantastic. You need to come down and have breakfast.
They are not putting beer in the batter, no matter what.
I don't know what
beer
they put in it, but they're extra special good this morning.
Great. Okay, come on down, and there's still plenty of room, still plenty of pancakes, and we're going to take a break from the news. We'll be right back.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Political corruption within the Bureau. If you speak out about wrongdoing, former FBI agent Garrett O'Boyle says, the FBI will crush you, this government will crush you and your family. The Bureau, though, insisting it does not penalize whistleblowers. It was a somber start to the G7 summit, now underway in Hiroshima, Japan.
Leaders, including President Biden, gather in front of the Peace Park Memorial, lay wreaths, and participate in a symbolic tree planting ceremony. After group photos near the city's iconic bombed-out dome, discussions hone in on sanctions on Moscow, with a focus on redoubling efforts to enforce existing sanctions meant to stifle Russia's war effort in Ukraine. I'm Charles Delevingne.
And Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky due to address the G7 in person on Sunday. He's currently visiting Saudi Arabia, where Arab leaders are holding a summit of their own. And Zelensky is appealing to them for help in rolling back the Russian invasion. 89-year-old Senator Dianne Feinstein's most recent health challenge, apparently more serious than we were told.
The office of Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein says she is suffering from Ramsay-Hunt syndrome, a complication from the shingles virus that can paralyze part of the face. Feinstein's office said she contracted encephalitis while recovering from the shingles virus earlier this year.
That's correspondent Lisa Dwyer. Amid an ongoing legal squabble with Governor Ron DeSantis and state lawmakers, Disney scrapping plans to build a new campus in Central Florida and relocate 2,000 jobs from Southern California. On Wall Street, the Dow up 112 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Fleet Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And in the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-626-5252. That's 800-626-5252. 800-626-5252.
Legislation being introduced that's aimed at saving AM radio.
The band, a part of American lives for over a century, is in trouble because automakers like Ford and Tesla are phasing out AM radio in their vehicles. As a result, both Republican Senator Ted Cruz of Texas and Democrat Senator Ed Markey of Massachusetts are introducing the AM for Every Vehicle Act, mandating automakers maintain AM broadcast radio in their vehicles. Full disclosure, Salem Media Group, parent company of SRN News, owns AM radio stations across the country. FCC Chairwoman Jessica Rosenworcel says there's a clear public safety imperative here. Having AM radio available in our cars means we always have access to emergency alerts and key warnings while we're out on the road. Updating transportation should not mean sacrificing access to what can be life-saving information. Keith Peters reporting.
News and analysis at townhall.com. Authorities in New Mexico releasing video of Monday's shooting attack in which three women and a teen gunman were killed.
Police say 18-year-old Bo Wilson, who was supposed to graduate from high school this week, started shooting off an assault-style rifle from the porch of his home Monday, fatally shooting an elderly retired nurse who was driving by, and then two other elderly women who had stopped to help the first victim. The arriving police officers' body cameras capture the aftermath. Two officers are wounded in a shootout. The police chief says a Ring camera captured Wilson yelling for the officers to kill him. I'm Jackie Quinn.
There have been reports of steady progress in efforts to hammer out a deal on raising the government's debt limit. Staff-level talks continuing between the White House and Congress. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in Roaring Gulch. Here with 10,000 of our closest friends having breakfast. It's a different breakfast this year. It's pancake, sausage, syrup, you know, milk and cheese. Oh yeah, that's been the same for the last.
Oh no, it's new every year. You know why?
Well, they cook it every year.
No, it's new every year because it's 2023.
Oh, that's right. It is. It's the 69th annual pancake breakfast by the Asphalt Cowboys, and it is a great time. And we have a great time. We've been coming here ever since. And we're down here. The other radio stations are here. Not as much fun as we are, but they are out here. So, hey.
Who are these gorgeous people sitting with us right now? Well, and by the way, good morning, everybody.
Happy birthday, Linda.
I've got to give the weather here because, you know, the weather is so difficult. It changes every day so much. So what's the weather look like, Liam?
94. And sunny, and a low of like 66, and it's going to be like that for the rest of the week. So,
there you go. See how easy it's going to be like that the rest of the week, and it gets cooler at night. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, a local business in Anderson, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They've got other great deals. They are wonderful people, the Kenny family down there. It's family-owned, family-run. You can reach them at 530-365-3791. Hey, of course, the Marines are back. So, good morning, Sergeant.
Good morning, Carl. How are you?
They will call me Carl. I know it. I look in their eyes, you know. Look at you. Corporal's over. Yeah, Corporal Smith's over there going, hey, we can call him Carl. You know what? I am Carl.
You mean they can't call you sir?
No, you know, I don't. Not this group. They started out like this, you know, 12 years ago that they did, but they've slowly gone downhill from there. But when they say it, when they call me by my first name, I just watch their faces.
They loosen the protocol.
It's really cool. Why don't you introduce your team with you?
So I am Sergeant Christian. I'm Sergeant Christian Drumheller. I've been on the team for. 2 years, a little over 2 years now. This is actually my third time here in Reading, and I'm loving it every time I come here.
All right, you guys.
My name is Quindara Smith. I'm a corporal. I've been on the team for a little over a year and a half now.
It's your second time here, too.
Yeah, it's also my second time Reading.
Okay.
My name is Lethal Wayne. I've been for about a year now. I'm my first time in Reading.
And also... Lance Corporal has only been, you've only started horseback riding when you joined the Mounted Color.
Yes, sir, Carl. Only about a year ago I started riding horses, so.
Yes, sir, Carl.
Where are you from? Wait, where are you from?
I'm from Houston, Texas, ma'am.
Houston, Texas?
Yes, ma'am.
First time on a horse?
Yes.
I love that. So you pulled this duty.
It's awesome.
This duty.
I did.
It's tough, huh?
It's amazing. I love the job.
Okay, we got one. Important person here.
Hi, I'm Corporal Natasha Oxner. I'm from Albany, Oregon. I've been on the team for about 8 months, and this is my first time here in Reading.
But you're a horse person, right?
I am, yes.
Okay. Now, this is what I love about the Mounted Color Guard. And Christian, you the important thing is that when I said, you get people who've never been on a horse, and you all are in front of thousands of people in really tight situations. And do you remember what you told me, what makes the difference?
I'm not
you sure. Said they're good Marines.
And if you have a good Marine, they're going to be able to do it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's true. Yeah, if you have that, you know, that good fighting spirit, that leadership that the Marine Corps instills in you, and you follow that discipline, then once you get on the horse, that horse will follow you wherever you need to go and do what you need to do, and trust in you and those, you know.
Saying the horse has to trust you. I've got a friend that was in charge of the Los Angeles Sheriff's Department Mounted Police. He wrote the book on it about the, you know, building the trust with the horse, how to train yourself to be in those situations. Of course, they're training their horses to go into riots, which you, of course, don't have to do, thank God. But that is so important, the trust you build with your horse.
Yes, sir. We work at that every day with the horses that we use. And it's kind of one of our main focuses in our training program, that build that trust and confidence and together, and the leadership of the Marines, and being able to go from horse to horse and still have that trust.
This is a hell of a recruiting tool. I mean, I hate to say it like this, but when people see you all, those people from the flyover states and the states, they look at you all, and I mean, this is how focused they are. I mean, I've known Christian and Corporal Smith for 2 years, and when they are come up and they're getting ready, and they're in the alley getting ready to go out, I mean, I'm standing there in front of them. Their eyes are straight ahead. They don't see anything. They are ready to go. And it is, and then forward march. Forward trot. I guess forward march is okay. And you start off, and you all trot out together. I mean, this has been one of the best ones. I mean, those horses have been, pretty much locked together. And no problems, no bobbles. I saw the California Highway Patrol. Police out there, and those horses are trained to get into the riots, and they use draft horses. So so what's your now you're going to be coming back, Corporal, next year, right? You're going to be coming back next year, right?
Yes, sir, I will be.
Are you going to be the NCOIC? Well, we don't know that. But you're going to be coming.
We don't
back.
Know yet.
Okay. Well, see, you guys change your story now and then. So you're going to extend for another year. You see, we've got a couple of them going to be getting out. And this is what happens. But, I kind of like it. Linda, I've followed a couple of our former color guard on Facebook. And I just really like watching how they progressed. So, well, thank you so much for joining us. Linda changed Marine Corps policy last year by herself, right?
We're not going to say what. We can say, you guys are amazing. Thank you so much for always representing. We know that you, after this particular, thank you. I don't know how much closer I can get unless I put it up my nose. I've actually got my cowboy hat on, so I don't want to put on my headphones, Radio Land, and we're... of course it's loud. I don't know about you guys, but do you think this is the biggest crowd they've had yet?
That's one of the largest ones that I've seen since
I know. And so.
And the rodeo last night,
oh,
I mean, for a Thursday,
gosh,
Thursday night was huge, and wait till the.
Wow, it's going to be fantastic. I've been put in charge of doing the National Anthem Act this year, so I've got to wrangle them and tell them, get there at 5. You've got to be there at 5, because if you miss that window, you're going to be stuck way over by Turtle Bay on the bridge. And people are like, no, I'm serious about that. And I suggest anybody listening, don't wait till the last minute, especially Friday and Saturday. You will be parking downtown and walking to the rodeo grounds, because the parking situation isn't exactly, it fills up quickly.
But so, I can say this on your way out. They get people out of there fast.
Easy peasy. So thank you so much for representing. It's beautiful to watch you in your serious mode, mounted, and thank you for being with us. You guys are always a joy.
Thank you, man. We appreciate you guys and what you guys do for us, and also the community of Reading and the support that they show us.
Went out. I got out in 07. and finished my tour in Iraq. I came up here because of Linda, and I had a job offer, a couple of job offers, one in Afghanistan and another someplace else in Europe. And we decided to plant roots. I've never stayed in any place in my life longer than 3 years, and we decided to stay in Redding. And we've never been sorry. This is just a great place. And but coming through here every year has just been, that's been one of the high spots for me too. So, and you all do such a great job. You're such great representatives of the Marine Corps. You can't hear me.
Well, I know you can't. But you got headphones on.
Well,
we're
okay.
All like struggling.
I can hear me. Okay, we're gonna take a break and look. Y'all, have y'all had breakfast yet?
We're working on it.
Okay, all right. So, thanks, Marines of the United States. I got to say this too. They get so many for your being out here, and the fact that are being out in the United States, and you get how many a year?
We probably get anywhere from 75 to 100 requests a year throughout the year, over the major holidays and whatnot. Some local, some. All the way across the country.
And so how many of those can you fulfill?
So we typically get about 50 of them, and a lot of them conflict with each other because they're over the major holidays, but we typically get 50-ish events in all over the country. And we're 36 weeks out of the year on average any given year.
Okay. But it's nice to know that we've got this relationship with the Marine Corps of y'all coming up here, and I think y'all feel appreciated.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
No. Thank you very much. And we'll see you all tonight.
Yes, sir.
All right. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Get a great deal on select Kubota equipment, the number one rated tractor brand for durability and owner experience in the U.S. The versatile lineup features performance matched attachments to help you make the most of your land. Right now at participating dealers, get a Kubota compact tractor for zero down, 0% APR for 84 months. Now through June 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com/offers for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Don't let your friends call the 800 number.
Call our daddy and the guys at BNT Satellite.
Hi, it's Danny from BNT Satellite, your Dish Premier local retailer. Upgrade to Dish from DirecTV and get a $300 prepaid MasterCard. Just mention offer code DTV2DISH. Come in or call us today at 530-241-3474 to learn more and make the switch to Dish. That's 530-241-3474. Offer ends July 12th. Eligibility requirements and restrictions apply. Call for full details.
Crossroads Auto Body Repair, still the best price in town. Working hard on your dents, dings, and complete paint jobs if your car is peeling or faded. Call for your free written estimate today. They've worked on thousands of vehicles over the years here in Reading, and they accept all insurance companies. Call 530-226-0992.
We'll do it right, and we'll do it fast. Let us get you back on the road again.
Crossroads. We're here to get you back out on the road.
Senator Kay Maurice and Marianne Johannesson Foundation presents Turtle Bay's Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show, back for another summer season, featuring live animals showing off their natural behaviors in Turtle Bay's outdoor amphitheater. Come see Spike the Porcupine, Cricket the Barn Owl, Digger the Badger, Curie the Raven, and many more. And don't miss the museum exhibits, outdoor playgrounds, and gardens, all at the Sundial Bridge at Turtle Bay. Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show, Tuesdays through Sundays, 11 a.m. and 12 p.m. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
All my instincts, they return. The grand facade, so soon will burn. Without a noise, without my pride, I'll reach out from the inside.
Free Fire Radio, here in the studio at the KCNR. Am I on?
We're on the adult.
Hello?
We give to the kids.
Hello?
We party with the adults. That's to be our logo.
This is... Hello? Are we on? Oh, okay, good. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios. You're out here in Roaring Gulch on the Pancake Breakfast. I have got to stop drinking the orange juice here. We are here with Ted Leidy, and I are here with 10,000 of our closest friends.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Carl, I'm sorry I missed the last segment.
Here's my thing about Ted Leidy. Ted Leidy, everybody knows Ted. He is just like, you know, seeing Ted's like walking up to a golden retriever puppy. There are people around him. They're wanting to pet him. They're, you know, and all this. And he's got, you know, when we went to Alaska, Ted and I, Lisa and Linda went to Alaska. Lisa said, thank God, you know, that there's nobody knows him. And I said, well, I wouldn't be sure of that. And sure enough, we stopped at a port, and here came three or four canoes with Inuits in them saying, is Ted here? Is Ted here? Anyway,
not true.
Anyway, so we're out here and it's going to be great, but we've got a special announcement before we get to our next guest. Cameron Middleton is with us, and he has got, you're hearing it for the first time here on KCNR 96. Whatever we are.
96.5,
man. And 1460 a.m. Okay.
And I thought I had a long week.
Whoa. You can stop bringing me orange.
96.5 FM.
There you go.
96.5 FM. So we have an announcement to make. This year's Lone Stranger and Sidekick have now been unmasked. They have been unmasked. And it is my pleasure to announce that Cindy Daisy guessed it correctly at 8:18 a.m. today.
All right. Cindy Daisy.
She correctly figured out that the Lone Stranger and Sidekick this year were Baron Browning and Linda Bott.
No.
Which, for those listening to the radio, can't see this on TV, both snuck up behind Carl for that announcement.
I can't. My wife. How did they know?
So I cannot tell everyone the secret that everyone went to.
What? You know what? I don't want to hear any more talk from you about stress, Linda. And she's going, and you, my wife and I didn't know it.
Your wife was it, and I'll tell you, the lengths that we had to go to, Carl, to keep this from you were extra extraordinary. We really had to go to great lengths. I figured you would have figured it out by Wednesday, maybe Thursday.
No,
but, you know, to my good fortune, I did take a couple of writing classes, so we were able to keep that from you with those clues. Yeah, but congratulations, Baron and Linda. This year's Lone Stranger and Sidekick.
Let's get them on the air.
And
okay, wait a
Cindy Daisy, congratulations. You'll be getting a check for $200 if you're able to come on down to the Pancake Breakfast. We could probably do that today. Otherwise, we will be getting that to you in the next day or two. So thank you. Congratulations, Cindy, Baron, and Linda, for a job
nice
well done
work.
This year.
Okay, let me hand this over. Work. Of course, Baron Browning, a very well-known community guy, done so much for the city of Anderson. But I can tell you what, he's down here working, and he's out there at the rodeo every night till, gosh, God knows when, because I'm out there with you. But Linda,
Did you know you were sleeping next to a criminal every night?
The secrets. I can't believe that.
Okay, no, I didn't know that.
and
so tell us about it, Baron. How does this work? I mean, we see it every year, but.
Well, first of all, I mean, just to be called and asked, obviously, is super humbling. You never expect those things, that those are going to pop up, but I'm super grateful for that. But I got to tell you, I don't know that I could even see anything. When you're going through the process, you're, number one, you're nervous and you can't talk. You can't tell anybody.
Right.
You know,
right.
The biggest issue for me was keeping the secret from my family, right? And my friends. But we pulled it off. Like, you looked at the clues deeply, you would have figured it out, but obviously nobody did. But,
I didn't look at the clues today, but I am now, but
yeah,
but it said serenading. And,
Yeah, I saw that one. That was from yesterday.
Did I ask you about somebody, you know, I was, you know, okay.
Something
I
was a stewing,
I thought it
right?
was Charlou and Kathy.
Well, see, I thought nobody would ever guess me, but according to our guy, our commander over here, he told us, Middleton over here, that he told us that they got me first, but they couldn't figure out Baron. So every night at the rodeo, I'm going, Baron, we're looking at each other, whispering over here. Anybody know yet? Anybody know yet? But you have to be like incognito. I'm telling him, can I go see the house? Because if his wife reads his text, not today. Okay, no, I'm meeting you Tuesday, right? Oh, I can't make it now. So we were trying to figure out where we're going to meet. We had to dress in costume from head to toe, literally.
Oh, I know. I saw you on TV.
The whole thing. Go rob the bank.
I saw photos. I had no idea it was you.
The one thing we realize is we have a great acting career.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. As long as you guys stay
I mean, you would have thought we were 95 years old. We were all hunched over. So
I saw that. Yeah.
I tell you what.
And Barrett had some kind of cage on his head.
I saw that.
And we would kind of sit there in the heat going, okay, let's take a deep breath and not say a word to each other because we couldn't talk.
Well, Cameron was, he came up to me at least twice and says, you know, we'd really like to have, you know, you all on, but any of the morning personalities on the other shows, and it's, you know, when you're gone, everybody notices it right away, and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yeah, well, yeah, you're right. And I said, well, you know, we could do a recording show. He says, but what if somebody calls in and then you're not there? And I went, you know what? You're right. But you are off on Tuesdays.
I've been working on this for a year. I haven't been coming for Tuesdays and Thursdays for a year now because I knew this was going to happen.
Oh.
That's
not true.
Well played.
It's not nice to lie to your husband.
Well played, Bob.
And you didn't lie to me because you didn't tell me. I had no idea. I had no idea.
That's good.
Anyway.
How about your wife? Does your wife know?
Not yet. She's over there eating.
Okay. Well, you know what? That was cool. I had no idea that was happening.
And Cameron makes up the riddles. And I thought, my God, how do you do this? It just made no sense whatsoever. But it took till today, all the way to this morning to 8:18. Oh, my God. Is that the longest? Has there ever been somebody who never got it? That's the longest.
Okay.
Whoop, whoop.
Today's clue.
The clues were great.
Today's clue is, mine for gold, the mayor said, while on the morning air. If we trust the Southern Stranger's counsel, his sidekicks of Baroness and Lady Bear.
Lady Bear. There we go. Yeah.
You know that maybe.
You get it.
That was the one.
And maybe on the last day you said, if they don't get it today, I mean, today it's like, bum, it's kerplunk. But the other 3 days were really hard.
Oh, yeah, they were tough.
Yeah, I didn't even know it was me.
I'm still not sure it is.
I read the quiz, I'm like, are you sure? Who is that?
Are you sure it was them, Cameron? Okay, he said yes.
And we're going to be in the parade on Saturday.
Yeah, so she can't announce on Saturday
in,
either.
In costume?
Yeah.
No, not in costume. This is all you get, shorts.
Looks great.
Well, Linda's coming in. She's doing all the national anthems, putting all that together, working with Tracy Edwards, who's right over here, you know, for the Native American night. And I'm listening to her coming through at night going, you know what? All this stuff. And not once did she ever mention, oh, yeah, by the way, Tuesday.
Well, I kept wanting to tell you. I talked to Baron the other day. You can't even believe some of the stuff that, you know, like with Baron's, what they're doing at the rodeo. And I thought you would ask, well, when did you talk to Baron? And I thought, so I just had to, like, hold all this in. I'm going to tell you, it's a lot of stress keeping secrets. That's all I can say.
Well, it's good to know we picked some really good people here, and I'm not just saying because I'm married to one, but Baron and Linda. Okay, so the lone stranger and the sidekick was Baron Browning and Linda Bott. So thank you very much for joining us today.
Thanks
and
for having
us. I'll see you both later. I'll see you at the rodeo for Baron.
Yes, you will.
I don't know when I'll see you, Linda. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. I want to talk to you about Tina's Children's Foundation when we get back here.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record-high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, "Our customers are warm friends." We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Don't let your friends call the 800 number.
Call our daddy and the guys at B&T Satellite.
Hi, it's David from B&T Satellite, your Dish Premier local retailer. Upgrade to Dish from DirecTV and get a $300 prepaid MasterCard. Just mention offer code DTV2DISH. Come in or call us today at 530-241-3474 to learn more and make the switch to Dish. That's 530-241-3474. Offer ends July 12th. Eligibility requirements and restrictions apply. Call for full details.
Hi friends, RC with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Esteban Carreras Chupacabra, 10th Anniversary. A medium to full-bodied gem. The 10th anniversary comes wrapped in an oily San Andres leaf. Nicaraguan filler and binder round out a beautiful, complex smoke. With notes of cocoa, pepper, nuts, and earth. Get yours today, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Back to Free Fire Radio down here at the Roaring Gulch for the Pancake Breakfast put on by the Asphalt Cowboys. It's the 69th annual Pancake Breakfast. And I tell you what, we have been here since, 5:30. And when it opened up, people were coming in, and it is a constant stream. The lines aren't long because they move through so quick. And we're having a great time. My co-partner here is Ted Leidy. But he's talking to somebody right now, as he has been. Ted's like a golden retriever puppy. Have you noticed that? That people just come up to him and they want to scratch his belly and everything. They just made the announcement of who the lone stranger and sidekick were here on the station. As it turns out, it's Baron Browning and Linda Bott, my wife. I had no idea. None. Nada. Nothing. I mean, I'm sick. She's not on the show on Tuesdays, as everybody knows. Tuesdays is her days to make sure everything in the house works and the horse is okay and all that. I had no idea. None. But I'm here with Tina. Wait a minute. Let me get your microphone here. Tina.
Hi, Carl. Hi. Thank you for having me. I'm Tina Carletta with Tina's Children's Foundation.
Tell us what that is, Tina.
Well, I'm just a grandmother who started an annual toy drive about 6 years ago. Turned out to be a nonprofit, and we formed our 501c3 nonprofit, Tina's Children's Foundation. So what we do is we seek out local families through churches, schools, organizations, or talking to anybody. We hand call them, we hand deliver toys at Christmas, and now we are launching our first annual summer food program. A lot of children, Carl, go without food during the summertime. During the school year, they receive breakfast, lunch, and snacks. Well, we're going to do June, July, and August. We're taking 50 families this year, and we're going to go bring groceries to them to fill in the gaps. Very excited. We need, though, non-perishables.
Right. So how do people help you, Tina?
They can contact me or go to our website at GIVETCF, Tina's Children's Foundation .org, GIVETCF.org.
Well, people don't realize, and I've seen things, is, you know, people used to complain, oh, we're feeding, you know, people, you know, breakfast and lunch. But these kids, if without a breakfast and lunch, their learning ability goes right down the sewer. And you know what? Of all the things we spend money on in this state, that, you know, I can go along with that. But you're right, during the summer,
What breaks my heart, Carl, why I started this, I was working in my grandson's classroom, and I found that there was an unmet need. So then I started the toy drive. And then now children don't have a voice. They can't pick who their parents are. They can't pick if their parents go to work every day or if they don't provide for them. And we want to be there for them. We want to be their voice. Tina's Children's Foundation.
Okay. And how do people get a hold of you again?
GiveTCF.org. GIVETCF.org. We need food donations and we need volunteers.
Okay, now when they get a hold of you, is there a place you can drop off the food?
We will pick up or they can deliver at my home office.
Okay, now what kind of food are you looking for?
Non-perishables. Picture a 5-year-old to an 18-year-old who wants to cook themselves breakfast, cereal, pancakes, oatmeal, lunch, PBJ. Snacks, macaroni and cheese.
Peanut butter and jelly for you.
I knew that.
Okay. You probably didn't
that.
Know what PBJ was, did you?
Yeah,
before your time.
Yeah. I knew that.
Okay, so things like the oatmeal. I eat oatmeal for breakfast. So, I mean, so packages of that probably in the little packets that you can just, you know, tear out and put
in. Yes, fruits, snacks, juices, things that kids can cook themselves. But I'm not going to turn down any non-perishables because families do need it. And we're going to help fill in the gap. Like I said, we're hoping for June, July, and August to feed 50 families 5 bags each. That's 250 bags of groceries I need. I've already had a lot of big hearts donating and helping, but it takes an army to do what we want to do. We're just the beginning.
Well, Tina, thank you so much for what you're doing.
Yes,
I mean,
absolutely.
It's out of your heart. See, there's another reason that Reading is such a great place.
Oh, sure.
It is.
Not only do you have people like Tina, you have, you know, Reading Rancheria, you know, I mean, millions of dollars they've given to the community. You've got, you know, I mean, it's just people like Tina starting something like this because she saw a kid that didn't have food. And you're right, kids can't say too much about it. So anyway, Tina, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And you know where we're at, so
yes,
don't
I
be
do.
A stranger.
I
right
will.
Down the street here.
And I just want to tell everybody, I've been here since 5 a.m. If you haven't come down and had your pancakes, you know those asphalt cowboys. Ooh, they're yummy. Come on down. Thank you, you guys.
And I have some pancake breakfast tickets somebody just handed me. So if you wander down here to where we are at KCNR right here in the middle of everything, well, I've got like 8 tickets to give away.
Perfect.
There we go.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
Hey, we are also being joined by Tracy Edwards.
Good morning.
Good morning. The CEO of Redding Rancheria.
Yes.
Ted Lighty and I are here with Tracy. And Wednesday night was a first.
Yes, it was.
And the it was Native American Appreciation Night.
Yes, uh-huh.
And when it's the first time for anything, right? So the opening ceremony, once you get into that, but then dancers coming out. And that was one of my jobs, was to kind of put them all.
Oh, yeah, I have a story for everyone.
Linda and I are there trying to keep them. But, I mean, they're little kids, like 4 or 5-year-olds all the way up, of course, to adults. And they all were lined up there because we had to open the gate, get them in the alley, and not get run over by horses.
Yep.
That was the big thing. So what were your thoughts on this?
Oh, my gosh. First of all, I was proud. And I think I had many tribal people that night and the next day call me. They were in the stands, and they said, I feel proud. I was proud to be there. They thought that everybody was very respectful. They listened to the commentary on the dancers. So the next day, I think we all had everybody just, walked a bit taller. I think we were so happy with how everything went. Dove Judy singing America the Beautiful. Who had not heard her text me saying, I'm crying. It's so beautiful. So she does an amazing job. And Radley did a prayer in his language, and then he translated it for us. Can I tell a quick story?
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
So, these things. It was very professionally run. We had a pre-production meeting. Everything's down to the minute. The horses will go
people
on at 7:03. Oh, no.
They don't realize how this
right.
is a military operation.
It really
you're
is.
You're crossing the line of departure, and do not be late.
Yes. So last minute, our tribal flag was on a horse because it was going to be run into the arena that night. At the same time, one of our tribal elders, a veteran, my uncle Leon Better, was going to carry in the flag. And so at the last minute, they realized the flag is with the horse and not with Leon, and that's in two completely different entrances. We're going on in 2 minutes flat. And my daughter, who's helped organizing, she's yelling at everybody, I think. And Carl helped run the flag from one end to the other so we can get the flag to my uncle. He was able to get it out. Nobody knows this is going on. It looks perfect out on the
right.
arena. And then afterwards, I think you had to run, right? Physically run
did
with
you
the
really
flag.
Run?
I know. It's hard to believe.
Impressed.
It's hard to believe. But what happened was is Maria's climbing my back saying we need the flag. And luckily, Tammy, who was one of the flag ladies, had the flag. And I said, Tammy, I need that flag. And she goes, I need this flag. I said, I need this flag as soon as you come back in. And she comes roaring back in. That horse slides to a stop. She hands it to me. I take off, and your daughter, she is coming. I mean, she set the record for a 50-yard dash. She's running, and I handed it off to her. Back down. I said, need it back because they're using it because
right.
you're the
right.
main sponsor.
Right.
So as soon as it's over, I'm heading down there. Here comes Miranda with chit-chatting with somebody. Give me the flag. Here she comes, and we got everything back.
Everything went perfectly. The flag was with my uncle and me. Yeah. The flag made it back to the horse, into the arena. But it was important for our flag to be, represented there. So I appreciate
absolutely.
All of the work that was done, and everybody was respectful.
Let me tell you that I don't know. Have you seen it yet on the Cowboy Channel?
I did.
Here's the thing is, after he finished that prayer, his prayer, you could see people in there that were touched, and,
uh-huh.
and they were cheering. And the after the America the Beautiful, my gosh, what a wonderful voice.
Oh, yes.
And you know what? People were really, really touched, and they got, you're right, there was a big reception. I mean,
yes.
People were real happy. And then the announcers were really, I mean, they were respectful in talking about this.
Yeah, definitely. I know one of the professional clowns and the professional announcer caught us after and said it was amazing, it was beautiful, they were really glad that we were able to do it. So we had over 30 dancers, and not just from Redding Rancheria tribe, so those were dancers from all of the tribes, and I think everybody was pretty much local, but, little kids,
ones.
Up to us elders, and I thought it was a beautiful display. They, made a circle around the entire arena, and, if you've seen dancers, the colors, the fringe, the
wow.
jingles, the sparkles.
Oh
I
the
think it I was proud to be there. I was proud to see our culture. I was cool to see the two cultures. You know, the two cultures, you know, melding together. So
yep. Now, who would have thought the Cowboys and the Indians?
Right.
I mean, we have. I think started a partnership here.
Absolutely.
That's going to go on for a long time.
Absolutely, yep. Yeah.
And you all are very well respected. We believe that we're well respected too. But having that happen on something like this, you've been the Native Americans were of course the original in having this, but being able to share your culture with
absolutely.
People, but what that does, I hope too, it sets them up for the Stillwater powwow.
Yes.
It's going to be in the rodeo grounds in
October, yes, 5th through the 7th, right there in the arena.
And
so
it's free, and let me tell you, having been there, watching that grand entry, I mean, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, so there'll be hundreds of dancers at the rodeo. So if you got a taste of it there and you liked it. The other thing I wanted to comment on was how packed it was. I mean, that was Wednesday night.
On a Wednesday.
You know, I mean, to me, I don't know that it was officially sold out, but looking up into the grandstands, it was filled from one end to the other.
It was one of the biggest Wednesday nights we've ever had.
Yeah.
And it's Extreme Bowl, so it's a little bit different
than
rodeo.
Yeah.
And then last night was just packed. And so tonight and tomorrow night, there may be some tickets available, but we tell everybody, if you're going to it, you might want to get there around 5:30 so you can don't have to walk.
Yeah.
You were coming one year and you couldn't even get in.
Right.
Remember that?
Yep.
Couldn't even get anything close, so he just drove on by.
Yeah, but definitely come early, because I even know that Wednesday night people parked way out. But it was beautiful. The weather was, I mean, it's, you know, we're used to the heat, so it's a little warm in the beginning, but once the sun goes down and it's a beautiful, I was just thrilled, absolutely thrilled.
Well, you know what, it was a great rodeo. It was a great event. Everything came off the way it was supposed to. Nobody got hurt. But for the first time.
Yes. I know. Maybe we started something.
Let's hope. Well, I think you're going to see this every year. And now you have to figure out how do you get it a little bit more grander and keep it within a certain time.
I know. Absolutely. I think we had 10 minutes. I think we come in about 7 minutes. So we were right on schedule.
Oh, yeah.
But it's such a, for those who don't know and haven't planned events, it's a very tight run ship, and it's amazing how they get it. They know exactly how long those carriage races are going to last. I mean, it's pretty amazing.
They want to know exactly how long the national anthem's going to last.
Right.
Because of the flyover. I mean, they're counting that down. They're on it with the pilot. And the because of this, it's because we're on national TV.
Right.
And so they've got their breaks. They've got their things they have to do. But everybody's out there with headphones. We're opening up the gates. I mean, you've got 45 seconds to get the, when the horses come out, they drop the flank staff. You've got 45 seconds before the next one comes out there, you know. So you're trotting out there and grabbing the flank straps and running back. No, but it's just.
It is amazing. I had to run across where the bulls come in and out, you know. So that's a very timed event that somebody's got to hold the gates, and I had to run through where the bulls were. So I had fun.
Not in the pens, though.
not in the chutes, right next to the chutes.
Right next to the chutes. Well, Tracy, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much, Carl.
I like listening to, hearing from your perspective. We all thought it was wonderful.
Yeah.
So, but hearing from you that this
absolutely. Yes. Thank you so much.
No, thank you so much for everything you all did.
All right.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back.
There's not much time left today.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit readingcivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco and Brew.
Crossroads Auto Body Repair, still the best price in town. Working hard on your dents, dings, and complete paint jobs if your car is peeling or faded. Call for your free written estimate today. They've worked on thousands of vehicles over the years here in Reading, and they accept all insurance companies. Call 530-226-0992.
We'll do it right, and we'll do it fast. Let us get you back on the road again.
Crossroads, we're here to get you back out on the road.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Reading Colt 45's Baseball is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them when other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at wonderlandsigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 37 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Out here in Roaring Goats in our last segment here at the Pancake Breakfast, the 69th annual Asphalt Cowboys Pancake Breakfast. And, I mean, it is still cycling through. There's a lot of people. It's a beautiful, beautiful morning down here. And my guest right now is Liam.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How do I sound? I can't hear myself.
No, you sound great. You sound great. You know, and this morning, okay.
It's been a morning, man.
You know, I'm coming in here, and I'm looking for, we have something called a splitter, which means that two of us holding or wearing the headphones and the microphones, we can hear what we're saying and what's going on. Well, the splitter was gone. And I called Liam at 6:30. I said, Liam.
Well, can I tell you a secret? You woke me up. I grabbed my clothes off the floor and rushed here. And I wasn't going to say anything, but I had slept through my alarm. But we made it all happen.
And then, but you know what? I wondered when they were taking, we were taking all the stuff out, somehow it must have fallen out.
No, I think so. I remember seeing it on the ground at some point.
When did you remember that? When if it was yesterday, I'm coming after
No,
you.
It was 4 or 5 days ago that I saw it on the ground. Oh. And I meant to pick it up, and I just totally forgot.
4 or 5 days. Well, then it wasn't me that dumped it out. So anyway, he comes running down here, gets us a splitter. Ted comes back on, my partner, my brother here, Ted Lighty's
back. Oh, yeah.
He's kind of my co-host today.
Kind of. I'm sorry, Carl. I know you brought me down here, you know, to co-host with you, and all I did was visit and, you know, drink Old Yeller. And,
being with you is like being with a golden retriever puppy. Let me just tell you that. People want to come over, talk you, rub your belly, you know.
It's always fun.
Pet you on the head.
It's always fun.
I know it is.
It's always fun.
So how many of these have you come through, Liam? Of course, Liam's our producer. If
I came last year. I think last year was my first time.
Uh-huh.
So.
And Lexi, how many times have you been here?
I've been maybe like 4 or 5 times.
Okay, so it's not new to you. So, okay, so you all are eating here, and
we're multitasking. I'm spreading butter on my pancakes right now.
So, okay, did you hear about the Lone Stranger?
Who was it?
And the sidekick?
Who were they?
You didn't hear?
No, I haven't heard yet.
Oh, here we go.
Baron Browning.
Oh.
And Linda Bott.
Are you serious?
I am.
Yeah, are you serious?
No lying.
You know what? We asked Carl yesterday.
Secret.
Who are they? Do you know who they are?
And I, so, didn't,
I have no idea.
I didn't know until they announced it today.
You didn't know that your
wife was a felon.
Sidekick?
Yeah, she was standing right here.
She kept that
when,
from you?
When Cam,
Cameron Middleton made the announcement. And so they're making their way around the other radio stations now and talking to them.
Happy
too.
Birthday, Linda. By the way.
Oh, yeah.
Linda's birthday Sunday.
Yep.
So what did you think about today? I mean,
oh, fantastic.
Yeah, we've had a lot of great guests on, too.
I've missed some of these, and now I'm bummed about it. I'm not going to miss another one.
Well,
I'm a co-host with you every year.
Well,
unless, of course, you fire me because, you know, I'm not great at it because I'm always visiting with my friends. I'll tell you what I'll do. Next year, I'll be more diligent. What you need to do is make me do some of the interviews, and I'll be sitting here doing them.
I'd be happy to do that if you were around.
You know, I know. Next year, you can visit, and I can sit. Does that sound good?
Yeah.
Does it sound better to you?
We
because,
like
you know, I don't want you to dock my pay.
It's like the Asphalt Cowboys and the Reading Rodeo Association. You know, you're out there in the middle and it's 100 degrees and you're doing stuff out there. And we say, hey, I understand they're going to double our pay this year.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
When you double zero, it's still zero.
It's still zero, yeah.
It's still zero. You know, what a great event, my friends. This is another reason why it is so wonderful to live in a place like Reading. Are y'all taking off? Okay.
Yeah, we're going to go wander away.
Go eat in peace.
That's
go
right.
Eat in peace.
You didn't.
Go enjoy your pancake.
You should have taken her sausage, buddy.
I should. I
yeah,
might.
I
might still do that.
Okay.
So.
All right. Okay.
Sayonara.
Take care.
Goodbye, Liam.
Okay. You know what? We've got about, here, 5 minutes.
What's happening?
Oh, here he goes. There, I just lost the puppy again.
That's
again.
My good friend, man. Peter Watkins.
Hey, well, we just lost him for sure. There goes the headphones. You know what? I've still got 8 or 9, 10 tickets here, and it's going to be a while before we tear down. So if you're looking for tickets, I'm just leaving them here on the table with us. The big surprise for me today, I mean, there's not a lot of surprises, but, you know, one of the things I would like you all to remember is this rodeo has been going on for 75 years, just like this pancake breakfast. And if that rodeo goes away because of bad decisions made by three council members, that means the Asphalt Cowboys breakfast will probably go away because it's, you know, it's set up for the Reading Rodeo. And the Reading Rodeo Parade, or the Asphalt Cowboys, you know, rodeo parade goes away. There's so many things that are linked to this rodeo. And you know what? You don't have to do anything. You don't have to go down and pick it or anything. You just have to sign one of these letters that are going out. Maybe if they, you know, when they decide to call a meeting that you come down and you don't even have to say anything. You just have to be there and say, hey, we want to keep our rodeo. And we want to, you know, renegotiate a lease. So everybody I've talked about it cannot picture the rodeo going away, but it's only, you know, when they say you need three, and that's what it is. It's three votes, and so perhaps the some members of the city council need to have phone calls and things going into the city council chambers and writing emails to them. Just say, hey, we want to keep the rodeo. Help them. Anyway, okay, tonight is Think Pink at the Reading Rodeo. Tomorrow night is Military Appreciation Night. There's so many people here in town, as you heard earlier, that there, you know, a European family came through for the Reading Rodeo. I've seen people coming in from all over the state up here for this, and of course all of our locals here. And now there is still plenty of pancakes, there's still plenty of sausage and syrup and everything down here. So come on down to the 69th Annual Pancake Breakfast. And again, if you have not heard, the Lone Stranger and their sidekick was Baron Browning and Linda Bott. Yes, that Linda Bott. And people say, well, you must have known. I had no idea till they announced it here on the station. Cameron Middleton completely fooled me on this. Not that I really ask, but I don't ask people, okay, who are they? Because they're not going to tell me. But Linda, my love, never said a word, never indicated anything. So, and he said there were some guesses that picked out Linda, but they couldn't get Baron. So, anyway, have a great weekend. have a, you know, a safe weekend. The temperatures are going to be up in the 90s. Make sure that your animals, you don't leave your animals in the car. We found out, you know, yesterday from Miss Redding Rodeo, who works for Haven Humane and Animal Control. She says that is their 911 call if somebody finds a, you know, animal in a car. She says, thankfully, most of the time when we get there, just in a few minutes that they're gone. So just remember that and take care of your animals. Be careful out there. There's going to be a lot of traffic out, especially around Turtle Bay. And God bless America.
Down, gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around, and I'll keep this world from dragging me down, gonna stand my ground.
Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.